The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network. It's now time for Barracuda Bonus, an in-depth recap of tonight's game.
Barracuda win it 5-1 over the Calgary Wranglers. They score the final five goals after the first period, and they win it in runaway fashion as they improve now to 4-0 against the Calgary Wranglers. They are up to 23 wins on the year. The record now stands at 23-12-1-2. Calgary drops to 16-17-8-2, and with the win, San Jose is now up to 49 points. So tied with Coachella Valley for the fourth spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. After the first period, the Barracuda outshot the Wranglers 31-12, including outshooting them in the second period 20-7. And they just took the game over after the first, in which they trailed 1-0. They drew four minor penalties in the second as part of that 20-shot second period. They scored twice, and then they reeled off three goals in the final 20 minutes to really put the game out of reach. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda will give up the first goal in the first period at 16:19. Sam Morton, on his third attempt in tight, would beat goaltender Laurent Brossoit to give Calgary a 1-0 lead in the first. For Morton, his seventh of the year, from Zane Parekh and Dryden Hunt. Now Parekh into the right corner for Calgary. Gives off for Hunt. Hunt works his way up to the blue line. Parekh from distance, save made. Brossoit reaching out, and they stuff it home. Sam Morton, on his second or third attempt, is able to beat Laurent Brossoit, who has stretched out the right pad, and the Calgary Wranglers open up the scoring with 3 minutes and 41 seconds left here in the opening period. Third attempt. Yeah, it was the third attempt for Sam Morton. He beats goaltender Laurent Brossoit. The Calgary Wranglers had a 1-0 lead in that first period. The Barracuda would not score in the first period, but there was a few signs that the game was going to turn completely in San Jose's direction. Late in the first period, Calgary would draw its second power play of the game, and the Barracuda would have not one but two breakaway opportunities shorthanded. Ivan Prosvetov there to make the save on both of them, but the Barracuda were starting to build some momentum late in the first period. This was the first of two opportunities for Igor Chernyshov. But Karens just fanned on it. Back for Hunt. Hunt plays it far side, kind of a no-look pass, poke free. This could be a short-handed chance. Here comes Chernyshov, working down the wing, shoots, and Prosvetov makes the glove save. A short-handed bid from Igor Chernyshov. Great chance for Chernyshov. Prosvetov there to make the save. Barracuda on that same Calgary power play would have another opportunity. This one was a clear breakaway for Patrick Giles, but Prosvetov again comes up large. Pass up high to the point. Parekh got tied up a little. And another breakaway shorthanded. Giles shoots, and another stop by Prosvetov. That was a clear breakaway by Patrick Giles. And Ivan Prosvetov with another dandy here while his team's on the power play. So that kept it a 1-0 Calgary lead after 20 minutes of play. So we would go to the second with Calgary up by a score of 1-0. At that point, Ivan Prosvetov looked unbeatable. He was outstanding in the first period, turning aside all 11 shots he faced. But a giveaway by Calgary would lead to a San Jose equalizer, and the tides totally turning in the game, as Donovan Hoole would rip home his first in his last 29 American Hockey League contests and his first of the season to tie things up at 1-1. Time of the equalizer at 7:14. Donovan Hoole, an unassisted goal after a giveaway by William Stromgren of the Calgary Wranglers. Out of a playoff spot, they just snapped a 7-game skid to the Wranglers on Monday, and right now they've got a 1-0 lead here as we're nearing the halfway point of the second period. Faceoff draw to the right side of Prosvetov. He's been the difference in this game so far. Shot from Cagnoni could not siphon through. Stromgren leans into Giles. Shot to the net. They score! Donovan Hoole puts it upstairs. He's got his first of the season in his 100th professional game, and the San Jose Barracuda level things at 1-1. And to talk about checking for chances, the Barracuda putting pressure on. Stromgren gives it away, and no hesitation from Donovan Hoole, just a catch and release, and he rips one past Prosvetov. Barracuda totally taking over in that first period, but they get that goal, and that seemed to kind of instill some confidence. They put 20 shots on net. They had the puck on their stick for a good majority of that second period, and when you do that, you have chances to drop penalties. They drew four total minor penalties in the second period, and they were on the power play, a 5-on-4 opportunity when they would draw another penalty, and during the delayed penalty call, it was Philip Bystedt giving his team their first lead of the game. Back up top for Luca Cagnoni, return for Chernyshov, down low for Colin White. White, seam pass, far side, Wahlstrom shoots, and it's tipped just wide. Penalty coming here against Calgary as Chernyshov drew it. There goes Brossoit, put to the net, they score! From a wicked angle, Philip Bystedt on a delayed power play. It would have been a 5-on-3, and Bystedt threw siphons one through the goal center, and it's a 2-1 Barracuda lead, and all hell breaks out after the goal. So Philip Bystedt's goal is 12th of the year. He now co-leads the Barracuda in that department, and it turns out to be the game winner, so he now leads the Barracuda with four game winners on the season, as the Cuda would take a 2-1 lead in that second period. That score would hold going into the second intermission. Barracuda out shooting the Wranglers 20-7 in the middle frame, and they cash in twice, one at full strength to tie it on a goal from Donovan Hoole, and then Philip Bystedt is 12th of the year on the power play from Cagnoni and White, and San Jose had a 2-1 lead. In the third, Calgary had an opportunity. They would draw a power play down 2-1 early in the third period. Shane Bowers, second minor of the game, 2-minute slashing call at 1:29. So the Wranglers on the advantage looking for the tying goal, but an unforced error, a drop pass from defenseman Jeremy Poirier in his own defensive zone, really to no man's land, looking for a trailing skater to collect the puck, but there's no one there. Instead, Anthony Vincent runs it down, shorthanded, and on a break, he would beat Prosvetov to give the Barracuda a 3-1 lead, snapping a 32-game goalless drought for Anthony Vincent. So 16 seconds remaining on the Shane Bowers slashing penalty, a drop pass to no man's land. Vincent's going to run it down, bust in, shoots, he scores! It's a shorthanded goal for Anthony Vincent. And he rips the monkey off his back, his first goal in 32 games. Great finish from Anthony Vincent, a shorthanded goal, his second of the season, and that was a deflator for the visitors. A giveaway on the power play leads to a shorthanded goal, and the Barracuda had a two-goal cushion. They were not done. They'd go back onto the power play, and on the power play at 7:12, Cam Lund would extend his goal streak to three straight games as he would rip home his eighth of the season, time of the goal for Lund at 7:12 from Igor Afanasyev and Kasper Haltinen. Had a full-strength power play goal and shorthanded goal tonight. Lund loads up, shoots, he scores! Cam Lund stays hot. He's got goals in his last three straight. And the San Jose Barracuda cash in on the power play again, as Lund is up to 8 on the season. Time of the goal at 7:12 of period number 3. That puck was ripped from atop the right circle. Just a major league laser from Cam Lund, giving the Barracuda a 4-1 lead on their second power play goal of the game. And then, just mere moments later, for the Barracuda, they would add to their lead 15 seconds later, Nolan Allen would join the party, his first in a Barracuda sweater and third of the year. Barracuda with their second power play goal of the game. They've scored four straight as Cam Lund has his eighth of the season. And it comes at 7:12 of this third period. And the Barracuda now up by 3. Now Allen to the net. He scores! His first in a Barracuda sweater, and it is 5-1 San Jose. The floodgates just opening up for the Barracuda. They take a 5-1 lead. That would turn out to be the final as the Barracuda improved to 4-0 against the Calgary Wranglers this season. They improved to 2-0 to start this four-game homestand. They've won three overall consecutively here at Texas Arena as they take down the Calgary Wranglers, who are now below 500. The Barracuda are 23-12-1-2 on the year. Calgary 16-17-8-2 on the campaign. Winning goaltender Laurent Brossoit is now 3-1 as a member of San Jose. Has won his last two. His overall record on the season for Brossoit between Rockford and here with the Barracuda, he is 6-4 on the year. The losing goaltender, Ivan Prosvetov, his record now falls to 8-6-1 on the season. He is 0-2 against the Barracuda, is Prosvetov. Final shots, 42-23 in favor of the Barracuda. Cuda go 2-for-5 on the power play, 4-for-4 on the penalty kill, as they really were doing it in all phases tonight. Erased the first period, a relatively evenly matched first. After that point, it was all San Jose. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star is Cam Lund. Goals now in three straight for the rookie forward. Lund on the season up to 8 goals on the year. He is the number three star. Finishes with a goal, one shot on net. The number two star, Philip Bisted. Bisted continuing to pace the Barracuda in scoring. He finishes the game with a goal, plus one rating and two shots on net, up to 12 goals on the year, which co-leads the team along with Igor Chernyshov. And the number one star, Anthony Vincent, joining the party with a shorthanded goal. The hard-nosed forward had a 1-1 tonight, a goal, an assist, a plus two rating, and three shots on net for Anthony Vincent, who is the number one star. You get depth scoring like that from guys who provide so much and aren't necessarily relied on to provide offense. You get goals from Donovan Hoole. You get a goal from Anthony Vincent. You're going to be a hard team to put out. And the Barracuda, just a dominating performance after the first period as they win this one by a final score of 5-1. And Anthony Vincent snaps a 32-game goalless drought and finishes the contest with a couple of points, his first multi-point outing of the season for Vincent. So a big night for 76. He gets on the board a shorthanded goal, a second career shorty for the Barracuda, their fourth shorthanded goal of the year. And for Calgary, they've now given up 7 shorthanded goals. Came into the game tied for fourth in the league in shorthanded goals given up. They give up another one tonight. And the Barracuda could have had at least 3. Because they had 2 breakaways shorthanded late in the first period that they did not score on, but they get the one from Anthony Vincent. Game link tonight, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 2,923 sod here at TechCU Arena. We are back on the air tomorrow with our pregame coverage starting at 5:30 as these teams run it back. Our CUDA countdown programming will lead us into puck drop scheduled for 6 o'clock. You can listen to the game live on the Sharks Audio Network, and that buttresses against the Sharks game as the Sharks will take on the Calgary Flames at the Saddle Dome. So a battle of Sharks and Flames affiliates. Sharks and Flames with the afternoon tilt, and then the Barracuda Wranglers with the nightcap here in San Jose. We'd like to thank everybody who joined us tonight, whether you listened or you watched. We sincerely appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow. The Barracuda really starting to play some really solid hockey here leading into the All-Star break, which is coming up quick in early February, trying to finish off strong and trying to continue to collect points in the AHL's Pacific Division. It is certainly a logjam in the West. Final length of tonight's game, again, 2 hours, 35 minutes, 2,923 shot. That'll do it for our broadcast coverage. We'll remind you again of tonight's final score. The Barracuda 5 and the Wranglers 1. Until tomorrow night, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long, good night from TechCU Arena in San Jose.
You've been listening to San Jose Barracuda Hockey. San Jose Barracuda Hockey is brought to you by Kaiser Permanente, by TechCU, by Bloom Energy, by DEFCON, and by Royal Coach. This broadcast is the exclusive property of the San Jose Barracuda and the Sharks Audio Network. Any reproduction, retransmission, or other use of the descriptions, accounts, or depictions of this game without the express written consent of the San Jose Barracuda and the American Hockey League is strictly prohibited. All rights reserved.